For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Our coverage brought to you by Minnesota Farmers Union and AMPI. As we check in with Ashley Mouse, and you're probably wondering, well, she should be at college and learning and working and stuff. Instead, you're hanging around the convention this year.
I am hanging around the convention, Joe. We actually have a team competing for Melrose. They're competing in the Vet Science Competition. They're doing well, from what I understand. And later this week, so on Saturday, I will be here to get my American degree.
So I've been educated. This all happens after high school that you can obtain this degree, right?
Yes. So there's certain requirements you have to do in order to get your American degree. You have to at least have your state degree. You need to put in a certain number of hours working, or you have to make X amount of money, and then you have to, like, use it on something. So I'm using it on college. You need to have at least 1 year of college under your belt. You need to do so many service hours. So there's a lot of things that go into this application process.
Well, you were saying, what, less than 1% or so kind of vie for this degree, right?
I believe it is less than 1% of FFA members across the nation get their American degree.
Well, you're also wearing another hat. I'm sure all those other members are looking at you, you know, as being kind of a leader and guidance, you know, type person. Kind of play that role this year too, huh?
Yeah, so 3 years ago, I actually got to come down to National Convention and experience it with a different group of people. And so I've been here. I kind of know a little bit about what goes on. And so there's one challenge you can do, and you can try and get a member to sign it from every different state. And so the year that I came, we were short by 4 people, and I was trying to tell them how much fun it is. And they're looking at me like, this is not cool. Like, what are you talking about? And as soon as they got the booklet and they were given a pen, like, now we can't stop them from getting signatures. So it's definitely a fun contest that they're looking forward to.
So now as you're in college, now you're out of high school, you were a Princess K finalist, and you're receiving your national degree and such. When you look back, what have you taken out of FFA to help you do all these things and excel at all these things?
You know, I greatly appreciate being in FFA. I've just been able to grow so much more in my ag background and be able to share that with so many more people. Going to college, it's something that I have in common with everyone else. And so it's a lot of fun getting to interact and see what they did in FFA and compare it to what I did, or share my stories with FFA with others.
So you're still making cheese or ice cream at college? What are you doing?
I am still making cheese and ice cream at college. I work 12 hours a week at the dairy plant there, so I get to make a lot of cheese and eat fresh cheese curds every day. I get to help make it. The first hour that I'm at work on Friday, I get to spend in the freezer counting ice cream that we have. So it's not the warmest job, but it's okay.
And just for the record, Chasm Radio has not seen any of these samples or anything as of yet, so no pressure, but just saying. Guys like me like ice cream, and we like cheese, okay? Keep that in mind.
All right. I will definitely keep it in mind. Is there any specific flavor you would like?
Free.
Free?
Yes,
that's
yes.
Not a flavor.
I know, but I'm not too hard to please when it comes to ice cream. Strawberry, okay? Can I do that?
We can do a strawberry revel.
Done.
Okay.
All right. Making deals here at the convention. It's our national FFA convention coverage here in Chasm Radio. Also brought to you by ADM in St. Cloud and Breath Construction and Concrete in Albany.